FW Mobile.
Good morning, KM4NAP.
Good morning, Ed. How we doing this morning?
We here. I'm trying to finish up, but we here.
Are you on time?
Smidgen over, but nothing big.
Morning.
To me.
Here at the house.
Nine over here, KK4POT Mobile. Good morning.
Morning, Tim, and I have no idea what it is here.
Good morning, Tim.
It's over my plants last night, just in case. First year trying to do a garden, so I have no idea what I'm doing, but I thought I'd better do something just in case it got a little too cold for them.
Things, put some buckets over the tomato plants, took the other ones and stuck them in the greenhouse.
Right idea.
Here, one of the boys' dump trucks, because I ran out of buckets, so I flipped the bucket part of the dump truck over, used it.
Frost, it gets them, then it is the cold, right?
Yeah, that's what I was doing it for, was for the frost, which I think tonight is actually supposed to be just a tick colder, so I'll do it again today.
The buckets ought to warm up during the day and keep them a lot warmer tonight, I would imagine. These flower beds, I'm going to have to put some chicken wire around it to keep the dog out. She thinks that all that soft dirt's good to dig in.
Chicken wire around my garden. Our dog, she loves laying cold dirt, and as soon as we dug all that up, that's the first place she went, just plopped right down in the middle of it.
Yesterday, Tim.
For POT. It was all right. You know, we got a good bit of stuff going on right now. I'm real heavy on, engine diagnostics type of stuff, you know, performance issues out of trucks. I'm real heavy on that right now. I could use a little bit more of, some more maintenance type things for a couple of the techs. We have some A-class techs that do this, you know, the heavy lifting stuff on the diag and all that, and then we got some techs that, you know, just do more preventive maintenance type stuff, and I could use some more of that, but, you know, still got enough for everybody to go around and trying to help keep these guys realize they need to keep their distance from each other. You'd think they were all cousins and wanted to huddle up, but, it was all right. How was your day?
Nothing really unusual. Annette, doing pretty good. Annette, I know I'm going to be on a search for some alcohol, Annette, for wiping things down. Our alcohol isn't shipping until for another, week and a half, I guess.
KK4NXC.
Mike, you guys double, Tim.
I was just asking where you were getting that from.
I'm supposed to be getting that hand sanitizer from Annette, but they're going to be a minute in shipping, it looks like.
And we're 5 days after you.
My alcohol, what did she tell me? I think it's shipping the first week of April.
Oh, the hand sanitizer.
Oh, I don't know about the hand sanitizer.
5 days for you, but that time's already gone.
It's the demand is so high now you can't hardly do it. But I saw where our northern plant up there in Michigan switched over to making face shields.
I had to bag up a bunch, so I was being quiet. I'm headed to my last big subdivision. Morning, Mac.
Hope everything's going well with you.
Oh, good.
Hey, have they got any precautions in place for that apartment buildings that you go in over there?
They are under 24-hour lockdown. So I just write the apartment numbers on top of their papers and leave it at the admin building, and they take care of it. Takes me about 30 minutes.
Where they're backing up on backpedaling on the numbers now. Last night, Tim.
Negative. Nah, we didn't. Did you?
Oh, heck yeah. I threw the log on the fire this morning. And we do. I'll tell you something. We grilled four ribeye steaks and eight country-style ribs, the big old hock and pork ribs. They're not, I don't know that they're ribs, but they call them country-style ribs. They're just huge, man, big as a hot dog bun. And just went ahead and cooked all that up at one time. And I brought me a steak meat. We had steak. This is Shelly's birthday last night.
Some ribeye steaks last night, too.
That was potato soup.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
It was white bean soup with ham.
Yeah.
Didn't have no cornbread to go with it.
Is a problem.
Cornbread junkie.
A cake mix. I like real cornbread. Mexican cornbread, crackling cornbread, crackling and Mexican cornbread, and in the good old-fashioned southern cornbread, and in a glass of buttermilk. Whoa, man, that's good.
Milk.
I'm a buttermilk over my catfish. I figured you'd like that.
With it, but I won't drink it. About food, everybody got quiet.
KN4TFW.
I'm KN4LED Friday.
I'm behind, Ed.
Compared to what I've been running, probably about 20 minutes maybe. I'm about to get done. I should be done in about 15, 20 minutes.
We'll run out of sanitizer before we already had a Lysol. I think we're going to run out of sanitizer before we get any.
Run out of alcohol. They stole some of my alcohol to mix up some hand sanitizer. I don't know what they... I don't know where they got the other chemicals from. One of the other people must have ordered it. And then they stole some of my alcohol, so now I'm on the search for alcohol.
Got 12 ounces of the aloe, and that'd make up 24 ounces of sanitizer. I might get her to do that. I've already had a neighbor loan me, well, he gave it to me, gave me a half a gallon of sanitizer. I think I'm going to hit up another neighbor and see if they got some I can borrow until I get them buckets in.
Yeah, everything's in scarce supply right now.
Checking up, so I'm going to jump out of here. Hope you guys have a good day today. 7-3 to you, and we'll hopefully catch you in the morning. KK4POT.
7-3, Tim.
7-3, Tim. Stay safe. KN4TFW.
KK4NXE.
I did find you a good bootlegger. Because when it comes out of steel, it's 100% alcohol. It'd have him to run you up a batch.
Shine at the house. Actually, I wonder if I could, I can substitute that for alcohol, can I?
Can, but it's going to be diluted because it's been cut. You just have to see what proof is on it. So normal, any mixture with alcohol then is at least 80% or more.
You can look on them bottles. When we had the gun shop, up in TR, there was a moonshine store right beside us, and the guy that run that, him and his wife, man, they were the nicest people in the world. They bought guns from us. They gave us, I think I've got 3 or 4 bottles of moonshine that they gave to me for Christmas gifts.
Actually, I mean, the alcohol that comes out of the steel is 100 proof. And if you'll go to a liquor store and get Everclear, it's 100%.
I might have to do that. I'll see if my neighbor's got any.
We'll do the same trick as the other alcohol. I mean, it's all the same. It's just in how they process it makes the difference in what they add to it to make it what it is. So it's just a thought.
I'm 5 days, well, who knows, behind Ken on hand sanitizer, unless his order slipped into that 10-day shipping issue.
This morning, and then I'll give you a text.
I'll be good.
What?
It's breakfast.
I'm drinking this coffee and kind of enjoying the heat coming out of the heater here a little bit, knocking the chill off.
Car, so I'm enjoying the heat.
Without a heater in her vehicle?
No, she ain't going nowhere.
Happy belated birthday for us. I didn't know it was her birthday.
I think about it today. I'll give her a call, but she's always, normally if I run her car, she's got my truck. Of course, it is loaded to the gill with topsoil right now, but that won't stop her.
The memo said that we partnered with somebody, and in a week we designed and started making face shields in the northern plant.
Yep. Now, are you guys going to switch it all down here?
But, you know, everything's subject to change for sure.
Here, I know that yesterday Greenville was supposed to look at maybe doing a lockdown on Greenville County or the city, one of the two. I haven't been able to see the news. Anybody heard anything about that?
They postponed the vote on it, I guess, because the governor was having a meeting yesterday and he closed all the non-essential businesses, all the gyms and the barber shops and hair salons and all kinds of stuff like that. He closed those up, but he didn't say shelter at home.
Well, did they say when they postponed it to, or?
Pretty much when he did that, it pretty much, you know, made them, you know, it eliminated everything that they had where there was extra people and everything. So I don't know. They made out like they weren't going to vote on it now.
KK4NXC. Is it a ghost town down there?
It is. I usually see maybe 5 or 6 cars starting around 5:30, and then it picks up from there.
People's doing carry out?
He tried it for a couple of weeks and just wasn't meeting the bill, so he had to stop.
What's up, Flo, for him?
I know he's not happy about it, but he grew up in that restaurant, and he's gonna keep it going because of his daddy. I tell you, when you go there, it's just like eating with family, because 9 times out of 10, it's the same people just about every night.
It looks abandoned this morning for some reason.
They didn't tell you, did they?
About 25 cars in the parking lot. It just seems like there's not enough people for everything. Maybe some people laid out.
is, what something I read this morning, the little bit that I saw, was, I just flip over on my phone and it shows the highlights that they're talking about. They're debating on whether to tell everybody to wear masks. The reason they have it is because the health care workers don't have enough masks.
You said this morning that Russia has sent a bunch of stuff over here.
They'd come through, they helped us win the election. They might as well send us some medical supplies.
Got it now, and they're sort of, well, they've done told everybody to stay inside. They done locked the whole country down. And if you're caught outside, you'll be put in jail up to 3 years.
That incentive? I bet their kids don't run to the beach. What country's that?
Russia. And some of the stuff they're sending over here is medical masks.
I like here it says the White House predicts 100,000 to 240,000 deaths in the U.S. from the virus.
Completely 180 degrees turned around on that deal, because last week they were kind of playing this thing down.
If it wrong, pass out that medicine and quit playing politics with it, they wouldn't have that. You check into the net last night?
Yep.
Morning, because I was sitting there listening. Had dinner late, so I had it on to see if I could catch you on that.
Fired it up. Like I said, we ate dinner and then we went ahead and I moved plants into the greenhouse and covered some over and moved some back into the garage and that, and that's all about all I did. And then we sat down and watched a little bit of TV.
For day's work, that's enough.
Real quick for allergy season for me and that, and already got my sinuses are all messed up and that, so usually by the end of the day I got some kind of headache.
I got that pollen tearing me up.
It isn't too bad on me. It's usually when the grass gets tall and they need to cut the hay, that's when it usually starts wearing me out. But for some reason, I'm a little bit off this year. And then I was working in the yard, moving all that stuff around, and then the more heavy breathing I did, the worse it got, and the more sneezing I started doing, and it just went downhill from there.
Year I've ever had any problem with any pollen. Big Friday.
I'll get out in the morning. I got one of the little headlamps on, and man, you should see all the stuff in the air that's going in front of that light. It's just unbelievable. KN4 TFW.
Head over this way. I'm going to run in, grab a cup of coffee, and let the dog out and try and get something done. So y'all have a good one, and y'all be safe at work. So 7-3 to both you wild Indians out there, KM4 and AP. I'll be clear on your phone.
7-3s, I'm destinating anyway here. Good talk to you this morning. What little bit we did talk. 7-3s, you enjoy your coffee, get you some rest, and have a fantastic day, and have a safe trip out on your job tomorrow, or this evening. It'll be tomorrow morning. One of the two. Take care, Ed. Ken, 7-3s to you. Take care. Hope you have a safe day. KK4NXC, I'm going to be clear.
I hope you have a good day and stay safe. And yeah, I'm about to walk in myself and that. So you guys have a good one. Try to catch up with you in the morning. KN4TFW, clear.